My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we discuss what the long game is and the scammers' plans with Davin. So listen and enjoy.
But it could really be like a cute girl. It's like, aw.
See, I'm picturing Dennis Rodman in a girl's outfit.
Ugh,
typing.
That is awful. You just gave me a cold shower.
I do. I have that effect.
You certainly do. You ruined it.
I did. Oh, that takes Belinda down a notch or two.
It is.
It was so interesting reading this where we were in January.
Okay.
To what I'm dealing with now in April. Because obviously, the story has had many twists and turns.
I'm sure.
I mean, as you, even in this up to January, the relationship has had many hills and valleys and everything.
Right.
Where we thought any moment this could blow up.
Yeah.
I could walk away. She could walk away. We're fighting. We're in love.
Yeah.
So I'm just thinking about like where we are at this point to what's transpired. It's like, oh my God, what a journey.
It's pretty impressive that you have said to her, that, you know, the way things are turning out with my fake divorce, that I'm almost homeless. I might be out of all the money because things are going badly with that. And she's still hanging in there and still with the lovey-dovey talk. And I'm wondering what the game is now.
But see, that's what it is. Because if there's a guy running things, which
yeah.
is what I'm told usually is the case.
Yes.
The guy would tell her to punch out. Now, there's chances that she's getting money from other people.
Yeah, so.
But I'm talking to her a lot for the most part. Like
yeah.
hours. So it's hard to work everybody else.
I know. Well, I mean, you're the long game.
I am the long. Yeah, that's what I am. I am the long game.
Mm-hmm.
But the long game is becoming a blowout for her end.
Yeah.
Because, like, wow, he's lost everything.
He's such an investment.
Because I've purposely made it where I'm not the catch I was.
Right, right. So.
Because there used to be money, you know.
Uh-huh.
So. So she says, that's awesome. I go, oh, really? You like being the center of my thoughts, do you? She goes, yeah. She goes, yeah, it makes me feel special. I go, I'm getting into dangerous territory. Soon I will awake cocky Belinda. Who I actually like a lot. Cocky Belinda makes me laugh.
I know.
She goes, do you like cocky Belinda more? I go, nope. I love my beautiful Belinda and all her quirks the same.
I like cocky Belinda better than I like Belinda with a cock.
Boom! She goes, haha, I see. I go, so do I have different aspects of me that I am aware of? So do I have different aspects to me that I am aware of? She goes, not that I know that. So she hasn't really picked up on all my idiosyncrasies. And I certainly think I've put
How could you not?
Yeah, which makes you wonder, how invested are you in this, right?
Yeah, but
'cause I definitely have I have three sides. There's deeply depressed, twisted me.
Yes.
There's non-trusting / nasty me.
Yes.
And then there's the incredibly sweet and in love me.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
And there's also the funny me.
Right, right. There are lots of facets to this character.
Yes.
That she's talking to. And if you're saying, do I have different sides? And she's like, no, not that I notice while she's filing her nails. What?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what soap opera you been watching? Because I've been watching one that's really interesting.
Kind of makes you wonder, well, how invested is she in me?
What does she remember about you? You remember every darn detail. But
no, because I have it written out.
I have pages and pages of notes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. As I got criticized once for. She goes, not that I know that. I go, do you feel like you know me well? She goes, of course I know you well. Sometimes when chatting with you, it's like you are sitting just beside me.
Mm.
I go, if I was
don't
sitting.
Look at me.
I go, if I was sitting beside you, I might steal a kiss, but don't tell.
That's sweet.
But that I said that?
Yeah.
I'm very nice sometimes. Mm-hmm. She goes, okay, I won't. So when am I going to see the pictures? Enough of that crap. I go, I need to get them from the other comic. Actually, I needed my wife to take them off my phone because I don't know how to do that. Then I will email some to you. What email address do you want me to use? I took lots of pictures of sharks. Do you like sharks?
For dinner.
Huh. So she gives me, the email address with her Yahoo account and not the Shy Bear.
Okay.
She gives me her name.
Oh. All right.
A new fake email address.
Yeah, I know.
She goes, she doesn't like sharks because they're harmful. Weird, considering.
Yeah.
I go, oh, well, they serve a purpose too. So I go, is Shy Bear no more? She goes, she is no more. I go, okay, well, I'll get you the pics ASAP, no sharks, maybe some pics of a lionfish and the hotel. Speaking of pics, I know this hot little brown-skinned girl that had mentioned maybe sending me some bikini pics. Would you know anything about that?
She
goes,
oh, yeah.
She goes, well, let's just see. Let's just wait and see. It might happen very soon. I go, and what do I have to do to improve my chances? She goes, just be yourself and pray hard. Again with the God, really?
Oh, here we
then
go.
I'm not being myself if I'm praying hard.
No.
I can't do both, stupid. Pick.
I can be hard or pray. Even, I can't do both.
Even fake me, who is a devout Christian.
Yes.
dabbled with Judaism for a week. Is pretty much a non-believer at this point.
Wait, and did you have, like, dark magic, too?
Oh, yeah, that's true. I gave up. You know, I really need... I forgot about the black magic.
The black magic has to resurface at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I miss it.
There's so many facets to fake me.
I know.
You know, you look back on the crap I created, and I don't know where it's ever going to go. I just like to throw in little peccadillos.
You could have a voodoo doll of Agnes.
That's surely love, and still not a bad idea.
Make sure she's dead.
She is dead. Kill the bitch.
Yeah.
So I go, hun, if I were the praying type, I would pray for something good to happen to you. Mm-hmm. She goes, you can start now. It's never too late. I go, I know love, but I am disillusioned by religion at the moment. Mm-hmm. You know the ordeals I've been through between priests and rabbis. Remember, the priest wanted me to get rid of her.
Yeah, I know.
I would rather keep my faith in humanity and pray that people do good. Mm-hmm. But I will wish on a shooting star to get those pictures. She goes, okay, if that's what you want. I go, does that bother you a lot that I am not as religious as you? She goes, yes and no, because I love you and want you to be Christian like me, and no, because I know with time you will be. Good luck with that shit.
Yeah, really.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.